أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين محمد وآل محمد. Today is 18th of July 2009, session 3 of spiritualizing life, the practical part. I very briefly, in 10 minutes, I say a little bit of the past for two reasons. Number one, Komel and Nargis are that important that they have to not to have missed a lot of what we said, because we have just started, in fact. It's not too many of the sessions on this. Also, to refresh in your mind, and also for Sadia, which was once, you have missed one session in this class. So that I make a brief briefing about the practical. We said practical and practical terms, going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is okay, we are from one side, we are studying what is our origin and where have we come from, and from the other side, we are studying how we can go back to them. And as I explained, I also mentioned that this is very, very practical issue. It is not something you come and learn and go and say, yes, I'm going now. It involves and it takes certain actions, certain way of life, certain lifestyle to get there. And then I explained that we have got three versions of going on this way. One version is people go by as per Sharia. We all have heard this name, Sharia. Sharia means what? Sharia means Zahir of religion. That's called Sharia. It means Ahkam. You heard that you have to do Salat, and you do Salat a certain way, and you do your fasting a certain way. These are Sharia. But we also explained there is another layer. It's the same thing. They are not two different things. Another layer and depth, which is called Tariqat. Tariqat means Batin, means a deeper level. A deeper level of it is that we do what we are talking about. This is that is to get there now. Because there is one way is to get there and reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after death. And you feel it then and there. Another way is when you get to batin, you start to get there from here. So you go on the same path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a track which is deeper in its reality. And the third way is haqiqat, reality, or the third version of the same reality is called haqiqat. Haqiqat means for a person who has already reached there. I once heard from Ali Agha a good example of the relationship of haqiqat, shari'at, and haqiqat, and tariqat, and haqiqat is relationship of, do you remember Ali? Yes. This is Shariat. This is Tariqat. Shariat means you go around the Haqiqat. Tariqat means you go towards the Haqiqat. And Haqiqat is here itself. So that's the relationship of these three R's. So everyone is trying to go and reach to Haqiqat. When people reach to Haqiqat, they're there and they kind of doing tawaf of Haqiqat. So we also spoke that this is something that one, of course, is not today or next session or in the next two sessions. To go on this way, on this Tariqat way, it is called also Irfan, they call it sometimes Irfan, and they call it philosophy, Hikmat. There are different names they give to it. But the decision to go this way is a decision to be made. Okay, you come 5, 10, 20 sessions, but after 20 sessions, you have to make a decision that yes, this is what I want to do, because it will be wasting your time. I don't mind, I'm not asking anyone to stop coming. I'm just telling anyone that it may be wasting your time if you just come and learn and do not practice it. So I'm first also recommending myself that you have to practice. You cannot come and only talk to people. This is myself. You have to practice. I have to learn to do practice to practice what I say. It's even more dangerous for me than yours, you, because I am telling you these things. If I don't do them, and I'm not doing it the way I'm saying it to you, so I have to strengthen myself in practice. So we have to, after 10, 15, 20, 30 sessions, we have to make a decision. And then another thing is, you have to start and see the difference in you. It is not one of these issues. It's not any more of those issues that you learn. Okay, you have learned. What difference has it made on us that we learn what about the history, all the history of all the imams? We have made a bunch of information kept here. But if you go on tariqat, it must make a difference in you. You have to start to feel it. I have seen from some of the emails I received that people of this class have started to see some differences in them. But that difference is a qualitative difference. It doesn't mean that you're able to now read more Quran. Of course, reading Quran is one of the things that we have to learn. But it creates a qualitative change in the nafs of us. That is what it means. I'm giving you the signs so that you know what you have to expect. And if you do not do the practice, and if you do not get, you do not sense this feeling, either it's not for you. I mean, you might be, some people just, they don't want. I mean, it's not that everyone wants. In reality, 95% of the people of the world, they don't want any of these steps. They're very happy. I've seen them in arguments. Their argument, a strong argument, I'm saying that they feel strong about it. Otherwise, it's very weak. Argumentatively, it's very weak. But they have emotionally strong arguments. Why the hell do we have to learn all of this? I go and do my salat and I do my fasting and I do this and I get there. And that's what Allah has asked me. But then I note and remind them that this is only about correctness. Acceptance is a different thing. Acceptance is, if it was accepted, Allah would not mention it so many times in Quran, that وَيْلٌ لِلْمُسْتَلِينَ or وَيْلٌ for these people, وَيْلٌ for those people. So there are people who can do salat but do not get accepted. So, again, that's why I emphasize. This emphasis is not only because of Kumail and Nargis and Sadia. It's for all of us, because we all need to be reminded all the time. Do not only come and continue coming to the class. I mean, do come if you want. I'm not stopping you. What I'm saying is, this is not what you're after. You're not after learning all of these things. You're after making it sink in your wujud, in your existence, and make a difference. And you feel different. And so we discuss what is the way to go back practically. We are talking what practical things we have to do. And we said it is Sirat al-Mustaqim, a straight path. What is the straight path? What we are discussing is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Because no one is claiming here that he or she, I mean not among us, those big scholars, that have invented a new way to go back to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, everyone is, who any of these claims are that we have found out, yes, Quran and Prophet and Ayyamah are saying this is the straight path, or this is Sirat al-Mustaqim. So we have to go on a straight path. That's very... And then we said, the first step on the way, on the straight path, there are certain, you may not know because of your age. In the past, when there was a trip was taken place, because the speed of the vehicles were so slow, it was either walking or it was either like using horse and donkey, and the very slow motion of travel was happening. So in between two destinations, there were places they were called manzil, stations. People go 10-12 hours moving and then reaching somewhere. It was like, they used to call it Karwansara in Farsi. We call it Karwansara. And it was like, I would say, accommodation and food was there. People stayed there. And also because there was, those days there were a lot of unsafe and thieves were on the road. So they had like big walls around. So they were surrounded and they kept in a safe place. So they were stations or manzil. They call it manzil too. So also this journey back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a type of migration. This type of migration, it has got stations in between. This 100, there are people who have made one, they have mentioned 1,000 stations. And there are people who have called it 100 stations. So we are working on the basis of 100 stations from the book of Ustad Shuja'i and Manazil al-Sa'irin of Khaja Abdullah Ansari. I'm using that as a textbook. I write it if you wanted to. Manazil al-Sa'irin of Khaja Abdullah Ansari. And Maqalat of Ustad Shuja'i. This Maqalat means articles. Manazil al-Sa'irin means stations of travelers. I don't know if they are available in English or not. I don't think the second one is. This first one might be. But that's a very heavy book. Manazil al-Sa'irin is not that easily understood. So, there are stations. And then we said the first station that we are starting. Is because we are just started, we want to start this journey. We said the first station was, who remembers? Ahsan. Yaqze or awakeness. I call it awakeness. It might be a wrong English. In English, when I looked up yesterday, it always showed its wrong spelling. But anyway, you understand what it means. And there are certain English words that are not common. So all the dictionaries, they may not have it. I've given you an example. But people use it in making their word understood. Like thisness. You have never heard the word thisness, have you? Yeah, thisness. This means this. Thisness, in Arabic they call it haziyat. But you can make a sense of it, isn't it? Thisness. So this is an example of the words which English does not be, is being made in English so that it brings the meaning. Yeah, it makes understand. But there is no other word for it. I don't know any word for it. So what I was going to write for you?
Awakeness.
Yaqze. Awakeness sound wrong, but it is, it has got a meaning for you to understand.
Why
the difference? The difference is, good question. The difference is, let's say if this is the what the travel we have to do. Some people come and say, okay, these are the stations. Which is correct. They say, but some other people come, they break this down into, okay, if you want to reach to Yaqze, you have to know the ni'mat of Allah. Then you also have to learn about the scene, how bad is the scene. You have to be able to, you have to develop that.
Sub-stages.
Some people, they want to make it briefer, easier, so they go like this. But remember another thing. Remember another thing is, these stations, or manzil, or places of stoppage, is also referred to as barriers, curtains. Because remember, we are not, this is not a physical journey. This is an spiritual journey within you. You start from yourself and you reach to yourself. It's not that you go out to anywhere. So sadly, you have to learn, remember this. When we say we are journeying from here to here, we are not physically going anywhere. We are starting from our own nafs to our own nafs. But when I say our own nafs, in fact, we are starting from our own nafs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is within us. So because of that, because of the nature of this journey, because of the nature of this journey, these stations are the barriers between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For instance, I give you an example to make an understanding of it. When we say, first station is yaqzi or awakeness. That means before the yaqzi, before you are awakened even to this fact. So you are here, you are in zero level, in zero. You have not even started. You must make an understanding, you must become awake to a fact that where you are going, where you are heading, where should we go, how should we go. That becomes awakeness. But let's say you pass this, then you reach here, then you have, your next step is all the dark barriers. They're called dark barriers. That means your desires. That you want everything for, the whole life you have for, there are people who all their life is eating, listening to music, seeing bad things, and delving into shahwat and all those things. They are all dark, they're called dark barriers because it comes from the desires of the body. Okay? So those desires of the body, they're called dark. Once you pass this stage, we reach, you can all imagine, we reach to the level that we have no desire for anything we want. We don't want anything for our own self. We use things the way, we only as a limited necessity that we use them. We use them because we are made like that. So a person reaches there, then it becomes, that person is not waking up every night for Salatul Layl. He does his duas. He goes to work. He does spend time with family. But everything he does is with a view to what he has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has reached, he has passed and put aside, put behind all those dark barriers. He has reached not to luminous barriers, because there are a lot of luminous barriers between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Luminous barriers are those good things now. Things that you